Tattooing has been around for thousands of years, and while most tattoos are ornamental, tattoos can play an important role in medicine and health. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Dr. Bruce Katz, a professor of dermatology at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York, about tattooing.
Explain the process of tattooing.
The tattoo artists use special pens that include the different color inks, and they basically inject it into the skin. They usually have a template and add different colors as required.
So where does that ink lie that it doesn't dissipate or disappear or shed?
The skin has two layers, the epidermis and then the dermis and then the fat layer below. And what you mentioned about shedding really occurs only in the epidermis. So tattoo artists actually put the ink deep in the dermis where it can shed, and that's why it's permanent.
What kind of ink is used, and how safe is that ink?
For the most part, the tattoo inks that are used today are safe. They don't go into the bloodstream. They don't spread. They really only stay in the dermal layer. Most tattoo artists use disposable needles, so you don't have to worry about sterility or transmitting infection.
Does the FDA regulate the tattoo ink that's used?
You know, that's a very good question. It really is not FDA approved. These tattoo artists are not licensed by the FDA or by the federal government. It's usually state licensing, and it does vary, you know, really dramatically state to state. So it's really important that if people are considering doing tattooing, that they go to reputable, licensed, hopefully, tattoo parlors, and that they know what they're doing.
If you've ever had an MRI, one of the questions on the questionnaire is, have you had a tattoo? What is the problem with getting an MRI or some type of test like that if you've had a tattoo?
Well, you know, it's not really clear. It depends on the type of ink that is in the tattoo. And some people who may have certain types of metals may be affected by the magnets in the MRI because it's magnetic resonance imaging. So that's why they ask that question. But it doesn't necessarily prevent one from having an MRI, but they do want to know because then they can make sure that either that area is blocked or they compensate and just avoid that area completely.
There are medical applications for tattoos. Would you tell us about some of them?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, tattoos are typically used to mark different areas of radiation treatments. A lot of our patients, a lot of women who've had breast cancer and needed to have radiation, have these little black dots in different areas on their chest. And basically, they are to indicate which areas are necessarily treated with the radiotherapy.
There's also adding tattoos to breast cancer survivors. There's tattooing a nipple in patients.
Correct. That's very popular. Tattoo ink is used to basically tattoo the appearance of a nipple on a breast after a mastectomy, and I think a lot of women are very pleased with the results.
That was Dr. Bruce Katz of the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York, speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about tattooing. You can hear more of their conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, tomorrow morning at 6:30. Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.